It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And one thing that's always hot is education and representation. And I think that's in particular when it comes to women getting their doctoral degrees, especially my sisters. And I got to give some love to my own Sabah, KC native Dr. Jennifer Malone, who's contributed to Inspired to Climb Higher, the challenges, questions, struggles, and joy of earning your doctoral degree. I didn't even know you was doing this. You never said that at a chapter meeting. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thank you for having me.
Of course, you're a full-time professor at Missouri Western State University, the Department of Education, and you've had, like, from what I understand, 38 years in education. So, Dr. Jennifer Malone, with this book, Climb Higher, what was your connection to getting involved, and why is it so important to share different perspectives of this journey, particularly for women and women of color?
It was important to me, and let me tell you a little backsplash on how I got to this point of being a co-author. I'm a part of a variety of organizations, Black Women in Higher Ed, one of them. And they just kind of sent out a chapter proposal for those who were interested. And I've always been interested in telling my story. Just having the time to tell my story was a barrier. And so I submitted my proposal, and then they accepted me and asked me to write chapter 7, in which I did. And so I just have always thought that my story was important to share, as it will benefit so many other women of color like myself, who find ourselves facing barriers when wanting to pursue not just a doctorate degree, but any degree.
There's
so many barriers, and so my story just, and all of us, there's 8 authors, but my story in particular talks about dismantling the barriers, mm-hmm. how I dismantled those barriers with the support of my sorority, my community, the self-fulfilling prophecy dismantled. And so what I do in my chapter is I go all the way back to my childhood, and how my childhood inspired me to pursue my doctorate degree, how my mother inspired me to pursue my doctorate degree, and what kind of supports and barriers were there when I pursued my doctorate degree. And so my role as a co-author is just to provide a motivational GPS for people to navigate the turbulent waters of obtaining a doctorate degree or any degree. So hopefully my story can provide a bird's eye view into the fact that it can be done.
And you have proven that. You have proven that. Our own Bachelors, one of my best friends, has proven that. Okay, so make sure you check out KC native Dr. Jennifer Malone, Chapter 7, Climb Higher, the Challenges, Struggles, Questions, and Joy of Earning Your Doctoral Degree, out now. Now, before we wrap up, I got to ask you, Sora, just tell one gem, what is the main thing? You talk about the barrier and obstacles. What was your biggest one, you think, from your perspective on your journey?
My biggest one for me was dismantling self-fulfilling prophecies that were spoken over my life at an early age in elementary school. So being able to dismantle those self-fulfilling prophecies and really live out what I believe about myself and what my mother believed about me on purpose, and shedding those self-fulfilling prophecies one at a time until they're all gone. And they're not always going to be 100% gone. A little bit of them are going to be there, but you know that 99% of them have been dismantled. And with that being said, you can go on with your journey, but understanding what those obstacles are, dismantling them, and moving forward.
I absolutely love it because we've all had something spoken over us. And if we let it, it will become a self-fulfilled prophecy. So I appreciate you sharing your transparency. I can't wait to read chapter 7, Climb Higher, The Challenges, Struggles, Questions, and Joy of Earning Your Doctoral Degree. I suggest this for any woman who's pursuing higher education so everyone can be encouraged and know that you are not on the path alone and there is a GPS to motivate you forward. I thank you so much, Dr. Saura, for letting me talk to you today about this important topic.
Thank you, Saura. I appreciate it.
You too.